This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, indeed, this is Mark Dolan eats the news. And what a week it's been. Where do you start? Well, it's Trump mania, which is sweeping the world. Frankly, I'm a fan. But then again, it's my job to make money out of hilarity. So I would be, wouldn't I? Donald Trump has been busy. He's been appointing his cabinet. In charge of race relations, Mel Gibson. Exclusive breaking news, Mel Gibson, to iron out America's racial issues. He's given his first official speech. Interestingly, dressed in full military fatigues. He did the speech in German. Unusual choice. I don't like that moustache. It just doesn't suit him. Education at school is going to be one of his flagship policies. It's all about education, of course, a very successful man, highly educated himself. And it's going to be a big priority in his administration. There are going to be new classes for American pupils in patriotism, American values, and just how exactly to grab someone's pussy. Because, you know, it's not as easy as it sounds. I've been trying for like 2 weeks now and I'm struggling. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I've been banned from that bus route. Muslims, of course, a terrible threat to American values. I mean, how dare they? They are to be electronically tagged, which is obviously the right thing to do. Yeah. And they're also going to be asked to wear a bell, which I think is adorably old school. Boris Johnson's been celebrating. He's now only the second most idiotic politician in the world. Looks like bloody Winston Churchill compared to Trump. Hillary has taken the news very badly and is said to be eating raw liver from the fridge, swallowing live mice, and talking about returning to her home planet of Voltron. It seems harsh. I should tell you that because of her support for Hillary Clinton and criticism of Trump, Katy Perry has been placed in jail indefinitely without a trial, so every cloud. And finally, Vladimir Putin. We're waiting for an official quote from Vladimir Putin off the back of the result, but apparently he's still too drunk celebrating. Now, with me in the studio, the rather generous laughter of two men whose comedic accomplishments, thank you, are second to none, because I am thrilled to say that with me on the UK's largest UK online radio station, it's Mark Dolan, it's News, in the company of Noah and Jordan, comedic internet superstars. Boys, welcome to the show.
Thank you
for having us.
Boys, I'm so excited. You guys are a phenomenon. Online?
No.
I mean, it's really your options in terms of entertainment on your smartphone. It's you guys or hardcore Eastern European pornography. I mean,
that's usually the choice.
That's pretty. Certainly, I've got both of those bookmarked on my laptop.
Good. I hope we're first always.
I'm getting to that age where I'm watching a lot more of you than the sauna repair show.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, wait for our next sketch and you'll be watching both.
Well, I'm
we're
sure
trying
you will.
To combine both demographics. Yes.
I know that you want to have as big a footprint as possible as entertainers. Have you considered incorporating some nudity into the sketches just to kind of, you know, have a foot in both camps?
I think you'll find, actually, I'm naked a lot in some of our sketches, actually.
Yes.
I often find with my top off.
Yeah.
But not because it's anything nice to look at.
I don't know. Sometimes.
I think, since you walked in, I've been mentally undressing you.
Thanks, Mark.
And you're wasted on the radio. In fact, both of you are. The other thing that's worth mentioning, you're half my age. And whenever I have you in the studio, and you're comedians, and I'm allegedly a comedian, and when I have you in, and like, sort of like, hey, do you want drinks and everything? And I feel a bit like I'm grooming you. Do you know what I mean?
It's okay.
It feels... Am I wrong to say that this exchange just feels inappropriate? Because you're in a room with sealed doors. There are cameras. This is all being filmed. No one knows why. It's the radio.
Well, this looks like water. Unless
correct.
It's something else.
It's Jesus water.
Yay. My favourite. I love it.
Now, boys, notwithstanding my predatory instincts towards both of you, let's briefly talk about Trump. Now, I had a conversation with my production team of Adam and Abby, and we're beginning to wonder whether already we're sort of like out-Trumped. We're kind of over. We're Trumped out. What are we? We're Trumpified. I just wonder whether actually it's going to be annoying for a while, because he's not president until late January. He's only president-elect. Mm-hmm. And he's made a few remarks, but essentially we're in a kind of weird no man's land now, aren't we? And I wonder whether actually, I mean, is there much to say at this point that hasn't already been said?
Ironically, Obama has said he's going to have to monitor Trump more so than any other president would.
I heard about this.
So it's like a very special episode of The Apprentice now, isn't it?
It's just exactly like, right.
Can he be fired? Can he?
Oh, I can only hope so. Now, to elaborate on this, what you're telling us is that there is always a period of transfer of power where the president welcomes the new president-elect, and for about a month he essentially goes, here are the keys to the garden shed. Now, the lawnmower is very tricky. Yeah. You actually have to tug it three times, staccato tug. Just to kind of if you do a slow tug, nothing. You'll flood the engine. So, you know, he's shown him around the White House. This is the urn where you make your tea. It's never quite hot enough. If I were you, I'd just be patient and use the kettle. Things like that. Decaf tea bags are over there for
always
any
essential.
Terrible human being that drinks those. But anyway, so you've got that where there's essentially an exchange in information and obviously more seriously nuclear codes, things like that.
Oh, yes.
That old chestnut.
The secrets.
But what we're hearing is that essentially that process, you know, where Obama holds his hand, it's going to be about approximately 4 years long.
Yes.
And I think Obama's going to have like a granny flat.
Just connected.
And, you know, everyone, the publisher went, why hasn't Barack Obama done like some funny travelogue where he goes on great train journeys of the world? Or, you know, why isn't he out signing copies of his new autobiography? Because he's still running the goddamn country. Because I'm not sure Trump can do it on his own, is what I'm saying.
No, he's going to need a lot of help, isn't he? From his wonderful cabinet.
Yeah. I mean, don't forget, I don't want to be ageist about this, but let's be ageist about this.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is 71.
Yes.
Which is a good age.
Fine whiskey.
Yeah, most 71-year-olds, they wouldn't know. They can't get onto the TV guide on the Sky Plus machine.
Yeah. So that's the answer. Just change the Wi-Fi code and he'll never know how to launch the nuclear codes.
That's exactly right. Basically, all the nuclear codes are on a laptop. It's just that he's got to somehow switch it on.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
Change his password.
I mean, okay, quick question before we just ridicule the man.
Yeah.
When I'm on this show, I try to be the devil's advocate, okay? But this one, I couldn't have less emotion or less feeling behind this question. I couldn't have less faith in this question. I'm already disowning the question I'm going to ask you. It's a stupid question, and the answer's no. Shall I ask anyway?
Yeah.
God, this is a waste of breath. Are we overreacting to Trump's victory?
No.
Just not, are we?
I'm going to be controversial.
Go on, Jordan. Hit me up.
I'll say that I am interested to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, but that's the same as, you know, when you watch Independence Day.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I wonder if the aliens will win.
No, I'm getting my bomb shelter ready at the end of my garden. Yeah. And I'm putting panic room on it.
Room for two?
Yeah. I don't know. People are saying give him
I'll bring snacks.
Yes. People are saying give him a chance. And I don't know.
You have to give it a chance.
Are we laying it on a bit thick? They actually said that about Hitler. I mean, Neville Chamberlain actually flew to Germany and went, he's actually a very nice guy. He really likes dogs.
Really pleasant.
Yeah.
Makes great toast.
Correct. We both love I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
And he came back with this letter, signed letter from Hitler saying, I'm promised to be nice. Yeah. Now, how did that go?
Well,
I feel that public opinion is doing that with Trump, going, let's give him a chance and maybe he'll be quite tempered in office. But I mean, everything he said in the campaign was just so extraordinarily obscene.
Yeah.
How can he not be at least 10% like that as president?
His own party can't control him. When they asked him to tone it down, I think one of the new members of his cabinet, he said, we asked him to stop. just to tone it down a little bit. And then he's like, did that work though? Because he didn't tone it down. He was going, well, no. But you know.
And by the way, we're talking about hardline Republicans here, who are the most fossilized right-wing, ultra-Christian, ultra-intolerant Tea Party people you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. They're barely human. And they are saying to Donald, just ease up on the hate a little.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just be nice. Yeah. I mean, that's literally that's like Vladimir Putin telling you to just be less threatening as a figure. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen.
No. I suppose the only silver lining is his policies are so everywhere that he might just not do some of the bad things.
Yeah.
But
I know what you mean, and I think nuclear war will be everywhere as a result. It'll be on the continent of Europe. Yeah. I think the Isle of Wight is probably going to get taken down.
Absolutely.
Because, you know. But, okay, so ultimately, I'm feeling from you, Noah, that you're, like everyone, you're a classic example of the middle-class, liberal, metropolitan elite. You are safe, you're comfortable, you're a man of means. I mean, the guy's got money, I can smell it from here. Inherited wealth. So, obviously you want to keep the status quo.
Yeah, I think so, to an extent. But I think you need to... I think he needs a lot of help. And then it's okay. But at the
probably
moment,
mainly mental help, I would have thought.
Mental help.
I think he needs...
But he's got...
You know, antipsychotic medication for a start.
It's bad because they've got all Republican Senate... And everything, haven't they? So
yeah, I mean, it's an amazing moment, isn't it, Jordan, where you're hoping that the Christian right are going to temper Donald Trump's more outrageous instincts.
Yes.
I mean, that's just extraordinary.
It is, but I'm excited.
It's like foxes. It's like foxes guarding the chicken house.
Yeah, it's like, it's a film that, you know, I'm watching it and I'm like, who knows what's going to happen, but... It's going to end eventually.
You tapped into something really brilliant, I think, which I think is the essence of why he won. It's true, right? And it's that I think that politics in America has become just another aspect of the entertainment business.
Yes, absolutely.
The reason why George W. Bush replaced his father, George Bush, is because America is the land of sequels.
Yeah.
And familiar names. You put a name that we've heard of on the poster, we go and see that movie. Yeah. And it's happening in politics.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton had the same surname as Bill Clinton. She's an established figure. Mm-hmm. And away we go. Turns out, with hindsight, she was a disastrous choice, probably, for the Democrats.
Yeah.
But, you know, politics, entertainment, very blurred lines now. A TV presenter and a public entrepreneur has become president. So celebrity culture, this is like the highest moment of celebrity culture, isn't it? It's now gone into, you know, controlling the planet.
Definitely. Absolutely. I mean, we're going to be voting for the Spice Girls or Jeremy Clarkson. Yeah. Hey, Alan Sugar. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you should say that. Parallels have been made between Trump's victory and Brexit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But notwithstanding that, our actual political system is still quite dry and austere, I would say, compared to the American one.
Absolutely.
And the fact that Theresa May, who's this incredibly androgynous robot-like figure... who I think actually peels her face off at the end of the day.
So
I think she's like sort of, you know, James Cameron's worst nightmare, actually, in reality. But she's an austere, sensible, you know, a very European sort of politician, kind of the mold of Angela Merkel. Yeah. Apart from Boris, there isn't anyone in British politics like that. So what I'm asking you guys is, do you think it'll happen here where... you know, Sir Alan Sugar becomes Prime Minister just because he's on the telly?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think it'll happen over
Why
here.
Not, though?
I just think that...
we're not idiots?
I just don't think we're not as celebrity, like, obsessed as they are in America. And I think we are smarter.
Or maybe, and maybe we separate politics. We actually understand and expect politicians to be a bit boring and a bit dull and a bit dry.
Yeah.
I think anything's possible, though, because it's social media which is changing the way we interpret and get our news now.
Mm.
And with all the the fake Facebook stories, I think the Republicans had 35% of them got their news from Facebook.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Mm. It is amazing.
And if you know, they had false news being released, it's conceivable as anybody could become a world leader of anything. So.
Now, are we missing a trick with Nigel Farage and his unique relationship with Donald Trump? Because Nigel Farage is back in the UK and he just won't go away as a thing, will he? He's like a very stubborn case of chlamydia.
Mm.
Keep getting that ointment.
Don't you think? It still stings. And so here's the thing with, I suppose, a dilemma for the government, really, which is you've got a gangster in the White House, a complete, you know, man that essentially works off gut instinct and follows his own rules, really, which he'll continue to do in, you know, in the White House, which is to say, that's the big unknown, that's the big concern.
Yeah.
Nigel Farage, notwithstanding whether there are parallels between Brexit and Trump's victory, but Nigel Farage is a Trump sort of, in a way, he sort of distills the essence of Trump, but in more articulate form, because what he's done is he's identified discontent, the great forgotten millions who voted for Brexit, and he had their ear, and he spoke in plain English. He's an extraordinary communicator. So are we missing a trick not using Farage, this powerful, potent figure, to help British interests? He's besties with Donald Trump. He's got connections with the Republican Party going back many years. He's admired in Washington. Why isn't Theresa May going, that's it, you're our unofficial foreign secretary, let's do this?
I'll leave that to you to answer.
I think there's a danger if you let him any more, that he'll cause even more destruction, I guess.
Well,
but
yeah, yeah.
I think that's already happened. I would use him to further British politics over there. It can only be good, I guess. Boris said Trump's presidency could be good for us?
Yeah. Isn't it amazing that in the last 2 minutes we've talked about powerful figures in world politics and the names were Donald Trump, Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
Welcome to hell.
It is. It's scary times.
It's scary times. It's a bit like the Trump thing, the Farage thing. What I'm getting at, and in a way this is on a more personal note, which is you guys are top comedians and you've got a huge following on the internet and everywhere else. Let's say that there was somebody that you used to sort of work with and do comedy with who's the biggest idiot, the biggest wanker ever, who you managed to finally get rid of, and you've got, you know, you're doing so well. But for one reason or another, this idiot is best friends with the controller of entertainment at ITV1, who is looking for a stripped sketch show, right? Monday to Friday, 10 p.m., and it's just called Late Night Laughs. And they need, do you know what I mean? It's a long commission. It's a 5-year commission.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And what they need is they need a funny, racially balanced set of comedians. Yeah. Who can just connect with, and somebody who looks good shirtless. And so, what if, would you co-opt that terrible person back into your life if it meant advantage for yourselves? Or do you stand to your... Because I feel like what Theresa May has done is she said, you know what, I'm not going to... I don't need that commission on ITV. I'd rather not have that person back in my life. Theresa May has blackballed Nigel Farage. She has said, no, I'm out. I don't care, even if it would help. We can't let that guy who is a gangster, you know, into the number 10. Can you imagine how he would swagger, what it would do to his arrogance?
Yeah.
But anyway, what would you guys do?
I think if he's around in your control, it's a bit more manageable, isn't it?
But can you control someone like him? I would love to say I'll take the moral high ground and be like, nope, we can do it alone. But
well, with the scenario you were given, you wouldn't.
Honestly, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
You'd lie down. You would.
Yeah, I'd take it.
You'd take the deal. You'd take the deal.
Why not?
All right. Well, here's the other thing. Now, you've alerted us, Noah, to a delightful aspect of Trump's planned presidency, and it's on his domestic arrangements, which I think will be unprecedented, because hitherto people that have won the presidency have lived in the White House, as you do. It goes with the gig, and it's a lovely big house in Washington. Why wouldn't you? But you have a story for us.
Yeah, so Donald Trump may not actually live in the White House.
Okay. What?
He may do a 90-minute commute from his penthouse in New York, because he wants to wake up in his own bed.
Aww. That's really sweet.
See, that's quite endearing.
Yeah.
That's something we can all relate to.
I mean, he could just move his bed to the White House, if that's what his problem is.
Are we to...
just build a tower on top of the White House.
In this story...
Build Trump wall. White Tower.
What a bridge. Tell us, because, I mean, on the one hand, it perhaps endears him to us, because it tells you that, yes, he is a human being, and he likes his creature comforts. And also that perhaps he's a grounded man who... will sort of preserve his energy and retain his focus by not changing his living arrangements. You know, he can just, in a way, continue the lifestyle that has made him a billionaire, made him president, and he's going to do it not just on his own terms in terms of stuff he says and does, but even where he lives.
I think it tells us that he actually is just a bit surprised he even won. And he's like, oh, crap, I just didn't think this was going to happen.
Right.
I kind of don't want to leave my house.
Or my business.
Or my business.
Well, of course, that's the concern, is will he use the fact that he's at home at his HQ to take his eye off the ball in terms of creating jobs for America and just creating millions for himself?
Definitely.
I think a billionaire has the interests of all the poor people.
I agree, I can't think to even question him on that. No.
How much do you guys love your own homes and your own beds respectively?
Love my bed. Love it, really nice, comfortable. But if you offer me the White House, I'm gonna move.
I know. But you'll never get as good a night's sleep as on that. What is your mattress, by the way? Take us through your bed, because I'm never going to see it. More's the pity.
Well, Mark, it's
is it double? That racing car one.
Is it a big? Is it like a queen size?
It's a double. We're modest.
Classic.
We are.
Spring. Is it a sprung mattress or have we got memory foam? Where are we at?
You don't know, do you?
I've got no idea what my mattress is.
Is it still a racing car bed?
No. That broke.
I wonder why. Look at you. Whoa. Go, Tiger.
Exactly. That's a double bed. Nice, standard kind of like frame. Yeah. Decent sheets. But it's mine and I like it.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you offer me the White House bed.
Are you a one or a two pillow person?
Oh, four.
What the?
I beg your pardon. How many people are you in bed with?
Again. Hence why my bed broke. I go for four, and then I start with two when I'm like laying in bed.
Oh, yeah.
And then throughout the night, I shed pillows.
Right.
Shed pillows, and I shed like blankets as well.
Stop it. You're turning me on. I'm losing my professional detachment now. So by the end of the evening, you're on one pillow, are you?
I'm actually just on the floor.
Right. Okay.
Just shed the bed completely and just.
Yeah.
You're a snake. Out. Shedding your skin.
Listen, I have the number of a good osteopath because I think you'll need it in about 5 years' time.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So that's your. And what about where are you at with the windows? Do you have blackout blinds, curtains? What do we do there?
Blinds.
Bang.
Blackout blinds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
pitch black.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, because that's how Mick Jagger has it.
Oh, really?
It's on his rider. Every hotel room has to be pitch black.
Wow.
Which I think so he can't see a mirror. Probably.
Yeah. Can I start demanding that? When I stay at yours.
No.
You've got blackout blinds, haven't you?
No.
Haven't you?
No.
That's why I don't stay around anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, take us through your bed arrangements. How much do you love your bed?
I'm indifferent.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not bothered. You're in different beds, probably.
No, I'm not.
I'm in the same bed.
Yeah, me too. Every night.
You got a double? You a double? Doble?
Yeah, doble.
Oh, doble.
Yeah, it's a standard bed.
So you're not fussed, really?
Not really. It's 'cause it's
so you're not somebody that's susceptible to which bed you sleep in? You might seem like an irrelevant angle that we're taking at this point in the conversation, but only yesterday I was talking about the success of Team Sky and the cycling thing, and they have had unprecedented success. And their model of success is incremental improvements, right? And it's a really clever concept. It's the idea that every day you just make everything 1% better. Now, why that's great is that that's not overwhelming. It's like you can make anything 1% better every day.
Yeah.
But by the time you've done it for 100 days, it's 100% better, right? Brilliant. So incremental things. And one thing they decided to do is they would transport the mattress of each cyclist on tour. And they would go into a different hotel and different lodgings, and they would install the mattress into each hotel room. And it was the same mattress that they'd have for months on end. And it was obviously not a game changer, but another of those little things.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people have to have it. Do you struggle in another bed?
No.
You don't?
I'm quite easy to fall asleep anywhere.
You could sleep on a clothesline?
Literally could do.
Okay.
I'm tired. Yeah, I'm sleeping.
Really?
Don't mind.
Yeah.
But that
although I think that's because you're well known for quite significant drug abuse.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Once the heroin kicks in, it doesn't matter where I am.
You get all floppy.
Exactly.
You're currently ripped to the tits on Meow Meow. And can I come to you? It actually suits you.
Thanks, man.
I'm getting high just breathing near you.
Thanks.
So, yeah, you're an actual... What about you? Are you affected by a change in
I'm a really bad sleeper anyway.
This man sleeps and snores like a wild boar.
I do sound
How
like
do you even
I'm
know that?
Dying.
Well.
We've been on the road together, obviously.
We have been.
Yeah,
we have been.
So you're a light sleeper.
No, you're not. Well, you're not.
I don't go. I don't sleep much.
No, you don't sleep much.
So what do you do when you're not sleeping?
I like to work at night. It's more peaceful. Mm.
Do you watch do you watch videos of saunas being repaired?
Sometimes. Just get my ideas for our sketches.
I bet you're watching. I watch those now. They're sort of adult material where the sauna doesn't work. And everything. And I'm thinking it needs a new heating element. That's all I'm thinking.
Needs to be 21st
you
century.
You can get that part within 24 hours. I know where you can get that part.
Porn needs to be modernised. Yeah.
And also, I would probably look at rewiring the house and having a new fuse box because you've got a lot of current going through what is essentially a 1950s fuse box. Yeah. That's neither safe nor efficient.
And also these days, you don't need a plumber. You've got Google.
Correct.
What are you getting a plumber around for? Google it yourself.
I've put in some plumbing lately.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, saunas aren't great for you. Very dehydrating. Mm. And, hashtag just saying. Brilliant. So that's it. We can move on. We've dealt with Donald Trump. We don't have to worry now. We've said our piece. It's, as we said, it's great for entertainers.
Yes, great for comedy.
It's not going to be boring.
No.
No.
A quick word before we play our first record. Looking back at Obama's 8 years, success, failure, or somewhere in between? Jordan. Thought I'd start an easy one for you.
Success. The world is waiting.
Obama's, legacy.
Oh,
what do you reckon?
I think I'd find it hard to say anything other than a success.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think I just really like him. But then saying that, whether his political stance and whether the things he's changed has done anything to help America or the world, I don't know. But I think he's really cool. So that's good enough for me. And I will follow him on Twitter and I will tweet him, happy birthday.
Of course you will. Of course you will. I personally would sort of proffer that the legacy was achieved when he was elected 8 years ago.
Absolutely.
Setting the precedent of America's first black president and also, I think, undermining Hillary's desire to break the glass ceiling with being the first woman president because it seemed like in a country that is suffused with intolerance and racism and hypocrisy, to have that many people vote for Obama, including white people vote for Obama, that was it. That was the glass ceiling.
There's no more ceiling.
And Hillary's thing about first woman is like, whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's not a big story. That's not a huge precedent to set. So I think by being elected, that was it, really.
That was a success.
Immediately a message was sent to the world about America. And then being re-elected affirmed that. I personally think that he was a really good campaigner. I've never seen anyone on the stump more effective. He pretty much did the same speech. Both elections, he would have one speech and just said it over and over again. The messaging was very, very clear. Mm. He was a safe pair of hands. He did a deal with Iran, which no one saw coming. I mean, Iran, America's greatest foe. They've done a deal to be friends. And what Iran have done is rolled back their nuclear program in exchange for the removal of sanctions and effectively a trade deal with America. I mean, that sentence is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Obamacare, it's a mess, it's complicated, it's probably too expensive. But again, a bit like his election, the symbolism of having it and to include that many people in healthcare that previously weren't. Yeah. To the point where Trump is now saying, I like some of the Obamacare.
Exactly.
I like some
within
of it.
24 hours. Obamacare is going.
and also his tone on the international stage, which was such a rehabilitation for America, all to be undone in the first month of Trump's presidency.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
No,
but I just wonder, Noah, whether we're also looking at the flip side, which is a guy that had the biggest mandate, a bit like Blair, arrived in, so much hope, so much excitement, so many young voters came out. You could say 8 lost years, 8 years of impotence, 8 years of a very bookish, cerebral, university lecturer type character, which I think is actually, in some ways his essence, who didn't really do much, didn't really change the world.
I think it's somewhere in between. I think he did achieve the success, as you said, just by being elected. I think that was a huge milestone. Sort of undone by a candidate backed by the KKK.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
But I think ultimately, he was up against a House which was never, ever going to grant any of his things. He's had to do presidential order after presidential order just to get things through.
Yes.
So I think he was the right candidate, but I just think he was up against a whole lot of crazy.
A whole lot of crazy indeed. Well, we can guarantee a whole lot of crazy for you. You're listening to Mark Dolan's Eating the News celebration. It's a week of big stories. We're going to get through lots more stories, including could you live without M&S as pressure grows on Britain's most iconic retailer. Economically, they're going to close 30 stores across the country. Could there be more? Could you live without it? What's your favourite shop? What is your greatest retail experience? And aren't these big shops like M&S and John Lewis, aren't they part of the fabric of what this country is all about? Also, a confessional discussion on what you say when you're at the checkout, and do you share too much with those who are perfect strangers? We've got so much to talk about. Noah and Jordan are going to help me do it. Let's play Sam Sparrow. You'll have to forgive me. I'm 42. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Black and gold, black and gold, black and gold.
presents Joey
Page. Have you seen it on the tube, this advert? £1 million Jamie.
Oh, what is that bollocks?
The job website, whoever it is saying that they spent £1 million on helping you get a job.
Well, they haven't spent £1 million on just you, have they? So it's lying already.
It's lying already. And if they had, why don't you just give me £1 million? No one have to go to work.
Also, that bloke in that photo is not Jamie who is getting a job. He's someone
like you.
Someone like me, some poor actor who's I'll do a photo shoot for a couple hundred quid and a rusty hand job.
What?
Every Wednesday, Joey Page. From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, indeed. That's what's happening. It's the UK's largest ad-free online radio station. It's FUBAR Radio. In the company of Noah and Jordan, comedic double act supreme. And boys, what's your... what's the best way for people to see your work?
On YouTube.
I've heard of it. It's like a website with videos.
Yeah, apparently, you know, lots of cat videos and
yeah,
children.
If you can get past all the cat videos and the children throwing up on
and
themselves.
How do you write YouTube? Is it like www.you?
No,
is
no, it's
dash
it's
tube?
A U. It's U, like you letter.
You? Yeah. Okay.
And then tube, which is
T-O-O-B.
Yeah,
YouTube.
And is YouTube, is it only stuff from London or how does it work?
I think it's stuff just from Enfield, actually, which is where
yeah.
I'm from.
Good. It's a lovely look. I do. I hope
it's specific road, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a specific road in Enfield. Yeah.
Someone told me yesterday about a thing called Google where if there's stuff you want to know, you literally write the words in and then you press return on your your computer.
No, I still ask Jeeves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I still ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
That'll never take off. Never take off.
What was that one with the dog? I've only managed to cancel that account. And I've forgotten it, but it'll come to me. It was a black dog and he could sniff out facts.
That
dog was sadly put down for his own good. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we touch on the internet, we touch about the global platform that is YouTube and the work that you do on it. It's a very crowded marketplace in which you have prevailed, which is amazing and brilliant. But so much is online now, including shopping, as we know. And every year we get the statistics about, oh, this Christmas was the biggest online shopping. Black Friday's coming. And we can see the fallout on the high street. We've seen it for a long time, but we didn't expect any of the titans to suffer. But yes, M&S are the latest. Obviously, we've seen the departure of Woolworths. We've seen the departure of BHS. Now, M&S are not on their way out. It's a huge, huge organisation. But they're closing 30 of their largest stores. That's a lot. And a further 45 will be downgraded. Could be, in the long run, upwards of 100 concessions or outlets will go. Couple of things. Could we live without M&S? It's part of what this country is, isn't it?
It is. I remember as a 16-year-old... I went to M&S for one of the very first times to buy some
shorts
and t-shirts.
Floral dress?
No, that was when I was 18.
Silk negligee.
And I was like, wow, this is really sophisticated stuff.
Yeah.
And for about 6 months, I shopped there religiously. And then I grew up a little bit and I didn't shop there again. But I've recently gone back there. And I'm like, wow, this is really sophisticated stuff. And I'm back in there.
They had the first suit that you could put straight in the...
Machine washable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Machine washable.
Institution.
That's right. I mean, I think, I broadly speaking, the challenge for M&S appears to be that they are trying to keep their existing customers who are older and in their 50s, 60s and 70s, which is their core audience.
Yeah.
And the thing is, anyone that runs a business knows you alienate your regulars, it's game over.
Yeah.
But what they've also needed to do is be funky and cool and bring in younger shoppers by hiring the completely skinny Alexa Chung to try and get that going because she's a sort of socialite and a very beautiful lady and a bit of a clothes horse. So who
they're
I don't
Hillary
think
Clinton,
she doesn't
they're rolling out Beyonce at the rallies.
No, we're cool.
Well, that's exactly right. Problem is with Alexa Chung, she looks like she's never been to the food hall, and I think you know, but it hasn't worked because you can't really, a dog can't have two masters. The bottom line is that you can't be oldie worldy and reassuring to your existing fan base whilst bringing in new people. And I think M&S, I mean, when was the last time you bought clothes from M&S?
We like the sales section for our shows.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
For they do really
hilarity.
Good old lady
black t-shirts as well. Standard.
Standard black t-shirts.
Yeah.
It's like telly. Apart from the occasional phenomenal hit like Bake Off, Strictly, and X Factor.
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth, of course. It's a good point, by the way. Having TV shows that the whole family watch and all sit around together. You know, this is the Holy Grail, and you can see it in retail, that to have a catch-all brand is the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
And what you'll probably see, what you're seeing at the moment, M&S's food offering is very popular because, you know, it's premium, isn't it? It's like it's one thing they do that other people don't. And it makes Waitrose look chavvy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like clearly defined. Whereas this kind of generalist approach just doesn't cut it, does it? I mean, it's like young people like you guys.
Oui.
You get an H&M, don't you? You get an H&M.
Are you an H&M-er? I'm not an H&M-er.
You get a Zara?
Quite like wait, where are you at? Zara.
Yeah,
next
there you
and
go.
Zara.
Yeah, next. Next.
Next to great.
So what have Next done that old M&S haven't?
Well, Next, their online is much bigger than any of their shops. Yeah. So there's no need to go to their shops.
Yeah.
I realised recently when Next needed my business, or wanted my business. Ooh. They wanted my money, which is that I had done a mail order thing, and then I called them. It was an inflatable lady, and
they do those.
Yeah, and we made love, and then I said Next, which was ironic. But then what happened is that there was a pair of trousers the wrong size or something. So I called up Next. First of all, you can order anything until midnight, and it will be there the next day. Which is aggressive. Someone isn't sleeping. At Next. Someone's pulled an all nighter.
Yeah.
So I called them. And it's the dreaded call center, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for calling. If this is your issue, press 1. Fine, so I'll tolerate that. So I press 3. And they go, thanks. We'll be with you. I'm not making this up for the radio. We'll be with you in 22 seconds.
No.
Yes.
That's
they could tell me how many. They told me how many seconds it would take.
Then that's why we left.
How great
them.
Is that?
That is amazing.
And it's just like, it's like what Apple used to do years ago, which is just to, everything's great anyway, but we'll make it like 11% a bit better than great.
Yeah, that 1%.
Bang. Incremental.
The Uber of clothes. OMG.
So I just thought, yeah, that's great. And that's it, I suppose. It's and this what I wanted to spill it out into is a discussion about how people shop and everything. And it's predominantly online now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys, you mainly buy online?
Absolutely.
Yeah, mainly. Yeah, definitely. I mean, even Amazon's going into food, aren't they?
Yeah.
With Amazon Pantry, which I probably wouldn't do. I like going food shopping because otherwise I find I just order everything.
But going shopping like in shops, which is what it's called, it's just there's so many obstacles. There's prams,
security guards.
So
shoplifting is a bloody nightmare.
It's horrible these days. It's really difficult. But online, I could be anyone.
You have to talk to people.
Exactly. Also, you go in there, you want a pair of trousers, they haven't got your size. Online, you know instantly.
Yeah, that's true.
They got everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. In a warehouse in Leicester.
Yeah. Also, that awkward thing of going to changing rooms and trying to hang up your own clothes, but also trying to put on new clothes and which do you treat better.
And also, the old, what's the expression really? The etiquette of trying on clothes in a supermarket. In a supermarket, there's a Freudian slip. Trying on clothes in a shop, in a department store. And you wind up, when it's been a long day and you've done a lot of trying on, I sort of get quite lazy. Mm. Like, I've got the trousers on.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put my shoes back on again because I might be trying another pair. So I wind up half naked walking across the department store just to get a different size.
And you can only take 5 items in.
That's some places.
I haven't. Do you know what I mean? My shirt's hanging open. Yeah. I haven't. My flies are. Yeah. I'm flying low. Yeah. It's never a good look for me.
No. It just looks like a row of confused men that keep coming out, like jeans that don't fit and. Wives going, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I know the other one that's beautiful is click and collect.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Click
that's
and collect. Great. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Because there is a law, did you know, which is a very fun fact, but useful to know, which is if you buy anything online and you collect it, the retailer has to give you a month to bring it back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the reason why is because you haven't seen it. So therefore, because you haven't seen it, you might not like it. And that's the law. So an example would that's be amazing. Reese. Reese have a 14-day exchange policy. That's like extremely ungenerous.
Yeah.
14 days. I mean, you've never made your mind up within 14 days, have you?
At least a year.
You need at least a year, right? So you've got 14 days and exchange only in store. Right? Aggressive.
Money
hashtag
back.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
However, online... It's 28 days refund because you haven't seen it. That's not even their choice.
That's brilliant.
So that's a good thing about internet shopping. You also pay with your credit card, which means you're protected to it.
Yep.
However, this is all great, Except your high street now has only estate agents and Wetherspoons.
Don't go out.
And a Tesco Express.
Just stay at home. We could do everything in our homes.
Coffee shops everywhere.
Costa. If only
How can you choose between Costa?
I really don't think Costa have tried hard enough with their expansion policy. No. I mean, I don't know why they don't have Costas next to each other. That could be the next thing.
Yeah.
You get I like, Costa. You know, Costa at 99 the high street. I prefer 101. Costa is, the coffee is hotter, number 101.
Yeah. Let's go there.
Svetlana is a much better manager than the one next door.
Got much better music in there as well.
Do you think that Costa could start putting each other out of business?
Costa has been replaced by Costa.
Now, Costa, they have, they've got something to answer for, which is that they ask you if you want stuff that you can see with your own big eyes and can smell with your own big nose and touch with your own big... So I'm standing in front of a sea of muffins.
Yeah.
And they go... I mean, it's all like... It's just muffin. Muffin central. And they're like... Would you like a muffin with your coffee? I'm like, I'm near the muffins. I could have processed this. I'm a Homo sapiens. Yeah. We are a species that prevail over world history. We've won. So I think I've probably, I mean, I'm not the cleverest person in the world, but I have a university degree. And I think just generally, most people have it within their arsenal of intellectual tactics to see the muffins and say, can I have a muffin? We don't need to be prompted.
No, but... Yeah. What they about the way they ask
feel,
you, though?
It always make me feel guilty, yeah. though.
You're just having a
and
coffee.
And they're like, do you want a muffin? And I'm just having a coffee. I'm always just having a coffee. And I'm like,
just a coffee?
Yeah, right, I'll take a muffin. don't like muffins.
I know.
Like one.
My cousin Stephen does the same. He always gets a muffin because he thinks that somehow they may have got targets or something. Yeah. He doesn't want them to.
Yeah.
And he's now morbidly obese and type 2 diabetic. But he actually told me only yesterday from the special chair that goes up and down remote control.
Which sounds fun.
He was speaking through a device, but he said, you know, Mark, still worth it. Hashtag still worth it.
But it's true, though. Like, I'm the same as you. This morning I bought a hot chocolate from a shop and I felt like I should buy more because I'm taking up space just by spending £2.20. I should have spent more to spend.
Got a little life hack for you, which is what I do is when I get to a table that's got stuff on it, I clear some of it but not all of it.
Oh, you're doing your
like
bit.
So there. I'll have like a there'll be a half eaten panini. I'm keeping that.
That's mine.
I'm nobody's fool. I'm not intending to eat it, but it will look like I've spent, as you say, in the region of £10.
Yes, yeah. Which is acceptable in the state
as opposed to the £1.89 you've actually spent.
Because I'm that guy that like plugs in every device in the coffee shop. I'm like, there's my phone on charge, there's my laptop. Wait, where's my extension cable?
You're known as Mr. National Grid, aren't you?
Exactly. So I always feel guilty.
Yeah. You plug it in. Do the lights flicker when you arrive?
Oh,
sort of dim slightly.
Stranger Things like.
I'm plugged in here too.
Do you do the same to the plumbing when you get in the toilet? You're running all the taps and everything. Yeah. The pressure's gone in the gadget. Oh yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I carry on
that
a kettle
freeloader
with me.
Back.
And I fill up my kettle in other people's toilets and then take it home.
It's got to be done. It's life hacks, isn't it?
Exactly. Life hacks.
Still toilet paper as well from your house.
It's all coming out now, isn't it? It's all confessional. In terms of our relations with retailers and people who serve us and for which we are eternally grateful, a great, great story in the Mail Online, a sentence I've rarely said. Not that our show isn't propped up by all of the content from the Mail Online.
Sponsored
not,
by.
Not because I agree with the Mail Online. It's just that all the stories are there.
They're waiting for you.
So if you can apply some kind of anger filter to the material that you're reading,
it's gold.
Then it is gold. Confessional, what the checkout girl really thinks about you. Shoppers' trolleys are like a snapshot of people's lives, but also the remarks that you make to the checkout girl or guy. Do either of you engage with... I must have one of those faces where people talk to me. And I seem to get a lot of ridiculously detailed personal stuff from the checkout person. And recently I was at the Morrisons because I know how to live. And I'm there and I've queued up and, you know, like, hey, how are you? Now, that is a rhetorical question. Please, for God's sakes, don't answer it. I'm just being polite. Hey, how are you? I say it in a very offhand way. Mm-hmm. Don't want this to go any further. hey, how are you? And she said, oh, I'm all right. She said, I'm knackered. She said, I've got a break in half an hour. I'm not finished till 10. I'm like, okay. I think we might have entered the realms of too much information here. I mean, what else do you want to share? Your boyfriend's not delivering at the moment in the bedroom, perhaps? Yeah. That rash hasn't cleared up in spite of antibiotics?
Yeah.
So do you engage with people who serve us?
Yes.
Do you?
I'm an engager. I like those.
You
little,
love friends.
Yeah, I love
he
friends.
Loves friends.
I love to make friends
everywhere.
I love.
So you're always recruiting
yeah.
Jordan fans,
yeah. subscribers
constantly,
all the way. Always trying to find.
So what
them.
Happens? So you don't just let's say you're at the checkout. That person's not just a number to you. You
no.
will make eye contact.
They're a face. They're a name. They're a story.
Do you ever get into? You know how they've got their little area where the till is, and there's a kind of door with a little catch on it. Do you ever hop in
I
with
wish.
Them, sit on the stool?
I wish I could do
and help out with the old.
Yeah,
you know, do you want me to scan this?
I would honestly help them out. If they offered it to me, I'd be like, yeah, sure, give me 10 minutes.
Your little sort of cashier buddy.
Yeah, I think I'd love to be a cashier. I think yeah. I'd love to speak to people as they come past and comment on what they've bought and go, oh, cool, tin tomatoes, what you're making? What's your chilli recipe?
Maybe this is what M&S need. They need an army of very opinionated comedians.
Yeah.
At the checkout. And they always say, it's those knickers. It's yeah. going to be a tight squeeze, if I'm yeah. honest, madam.
Do you want a tour at 12?
Yeah.
I think that would honestly improve your shopping experience in the street. Like having more enthusiastic, like my local Tesco, the guy in there is really, really like charismatic. So I go back there because
really?
I like
I
to chat with him.
The first time you got greeted with it would lift your day. You'd go, oh, that was a great experience. The next time you'd be like, okay, dude, we get it. Just tone it down. Yeah.
Yeah, who is this guy at your local Tesco that's so charismatic? Is he the store detective?
No, we're not friends, me and him. No, it's the guy behind the checkout. He's really nice. How's yeah. your day? Oh, what are you making? What's the weather like? He's really nice.
I do. Look, I like it when it's authentic.
Yeah.
Okay. But I feel that some companies tell their staff, ask the customer if they're having a good day.
Yeah.
And I was pretty much stalked at a Canadian outdoor clothing retailer recently in East London.
Ooh.
Where this woman kind of just followed me around going, have you seen anything? We're back to the muffins, aren't we? I'm in a clothes shop. I know my size because I've been me for 42 years. So trust me on this one. I'm like, no, I'm fine. And then she said, do you know about our shop? Right. And I'm like, I said, oh, I've got to go now. And I just ran out because I was just really...
What a great image
this is
that
too
is.
Much. I don't want to hear the mission statement of the business. Yeah. I mean, do you want to bring out the most recent VAT return that you guys have done? I mean, yeah. do you want to bog me down in the administration of your company and the messaging that you're trying to... I'm not part of that. I'm yeah. just a customer. Leave me alone. Do you know about our business? The other one, when you go to a restaurant and they go, oh, have you eaten at Yo Sushi before?
Right.
I'm
every
like,
time.
Do you know yeah. what? I can, the food time. Is the food is on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
I got this.
I can figure out.
I got this.
But what's strange, actually, is I actually find, whilst in supermarkets, I am very interactive and very whatever. But in clothing shops, I'm not. I am like you. I'm like, no, leave me. I'm good.
I think it's one of those things, you know, you're at a restaurant and they come home and go, are you having a good time? It's always in the middle of a bite of a burger.
Yes, it is.
You're like,
yeah.
No, quite fucking.
It's a good look. By the way, that was sexy.
Yeah. Thank you.
I always want to add to really quickly as well.
I do the food porn really segments good. On our show.
Food
porn
yeah.
segments on our
and,
show.
And nobody in the history of humanity, even Donald Trump at his worst, has nobody no. ever says, I'm not enjoying it.
No.
It's the rule. It's the law of, like, you could have live worms in the burger.
Yeah,
you're like, right. oh, it's lovely,
it's amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing. And I always answer for my girlfriend as well.
Yeah.
Before she's even had a chance to, I answer for her, not even asking her, which I think is actually a little bit rude thinking about it now.
I like it. What I like about it is it's an aspect to which Jordan's quite old school, and I like that. A bit rugged,
yeah.
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
I've got
you know,
chair
don't
well.
Even
Speak
give her a
lady.
Menu.
I'll order for her.
I know what she wants.
She'll have nothing.
I'll have a burger and chips. She'll have a salad.
But there's nothing worse than feeling like you're being sucked into like this corporate agenda. And I think that companies have got to be careful with that, about steering us in that direction, because it's irritating, you know.
It's so irritating.
I think it comes from, I don't like to be overly critical of the Americans, but I think it does come from American corporate culture, where somehow the public seem to lap that stuff up. Like, for example, if you go into a Disney store, they literally yell at you, hi, how are you? They wrestle you to the ground until you acknowledge their good wishes.
Yeah.
Happy holiday.
It's okay.
Maybe Ann Summers should adopt the same thing. Then their profits will go up. Yeah.
Everyone knows their products sell themselves. I tell you who are really clever at it are Pret.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because what Pret do is... they have a policy where they empower their employees to give you a freebie if they like you. Did you know that?
I did know that.
And I bet there's no way you haven't had freebies from
I've had
Mr.
many
Charisma.
Freebie in my time.
Yeah.
I have. Often early mornings. sort of 6, 7 a.m. because I'm really chirpy at that point when everyone else is like really downcast and upset.
Can I just say that we discussed earlier before the show, we always have a 2-hour program meeting where we go through the material, speak to the writers.
Yes.
And you confessed that you don't have children.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Yeah,
or you announced
to the world,
right?
They're not mine,
right? And Noah, you have children.
I have one.
You've got the one.
I've got the one.
And so, therefore, this begs the question: what the hell are you ever doing up at 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock? What's this early trawling through just outlets,
freebies,
getting freebies?
That's what it is.
Stock up for the day.
Set your alarm. Life hacks.
Yeah, just stock up for the day. Get as many croissants and coffees as I can for other people.
And no wonder the economy is where it's at, because people like yourself undermining the business model of our great companies. So they've got that thing, and it's lovely. And occasionally, you say, "Oh, can I have a coffee?" And they go, "Yeah, that's fine. We'll take care of it." I'm like, "Oh, thank you. That's really nice." Something happened to me. Everything they say feels made up. This actually happened. It was about 2 weeks ago, and it was at Euston Station. And I'm queuing, and I'm on my way to do a gig in the evening, and I'm needing comfort food. And you know, when you're on your way to, if you don't know how the day's going to pan out, so I've actually bought lunch and dinner from Pret.
Wow.
Because I just need
in
to
the same go. Yeah.
I've been in obscure parts of the United Kingdom at 9, 10 o'clock and not been able to get eats.
Yeah.
So I've probably gone for like a sort of chicken Caesar salad scenario for lunch. And I've also got a salmon, smoked salmon thing for dinner.
Nice.
And then I've got crisps. And then I've got like the vitamin juice thing. Yeah. And I've attacked it.
Popcorn?
You're looking at something like, 13, 14 quid's worth of wares. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah,
money's been spent. And I was feeling bad about doing it, but I thought, you know what? I was a very, very busy day. And the one thing I'm going to do is feed myself.
Yes.
So I do it. Anyway, a weird thing happens. I just get to the checkout and the manager leans forward and he's kind of right at the end of the counter. And he goes, he blows a whistle, goes, "Woo, stop." Nah. And he made some announcement over. I couldn't understand what was going on. Turned out that they've got a thing where at a certain time of the day, one day in the week, it's free for anyone that's in the queue at that point.
No.
Yeah. So I got my ridiculous banquet for nothing. I still have the receipt and it says, it shows you how much it was and then it says paid 0.00.
No. Oh, wow.
How good is that?
That is not fair.
Now, do we love that?
That's amazing. That's why I love Prep.
That was, I don't want to, you know, my wife's listening. It was definitely better than getting married. Don't you think that's better than marriage?
No, yeah.
Not married myself, but I can imagine.
No, it is. Yeah.
It was up there with the birth of my first child.
Which one was higher, though?
It was better. Oh, was much it? Better. Come on, it's like 14.
Less messy.
14 quid. It's crazy and gorgeous and lovely. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been so enjoying the company of my very, very good friends. It's been an education, as always. Boys, all they've got to do is Noah and Jordan. They got to stick it in YouTube and away it goes.
.com, NoahandJordan.com.
That's very lovely, and you're always up to stuff. Now, listen, I've got a Twitter poll that my team here have put together. We're discussing President Obama. What do you think of his legacy? And here we go. 44% said successful. 11% could have done more. 11% he's cool, that's all. And 34%... who cares? It's Trump time.
Ooh. Right?
I'm a bit confused. I'm no mathematician, but that comes to 230%.
I like Trump time. That is
hashtag Trump time.
Trump time.
Well, the laughs will keep rolling, and they have today, thanks to your marvelous comedic excellence, gentlemen.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a joy and a delight. Would you consider coming back soon so I can continue the grooming campaign upon both
absolutely.
Of you?
Absolutely. Groom away.
I've considered moving here permanently.
There you go. Cool. It would be lovely.
We're getting on mattress here, actually.
Listen, we look forward to catching up with you soon. I've been Mark Dolan. Keep it FUBAR, the UK's largest ad-free online radio station. It's been a blast. It's been a joy. We'll be back with more in a week's time. Keep it FUBAR. You think you'd change your mind?